Welcome to the Uncooked Media Podcast, brought to you by Xanderfresh, youtube.com/Xanderfresh. So this is my podcast that I created. It's called Uncooked Podcast, mostly because we give our raw thoughts on what we do. More on that later, but let me introduce to you my guest host for today, and maybe even an official co-host, J2 Fresh, a.k.a. Joseph.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Joseph.
And so we kind of started this podcast recently. And by recent, I mean yesterday.
And by yesterday, we mean today.
And by yesterday, I mean like I had the idea.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because I kind of have like some stuff I gotta get off my chest.
Yeah, you pissed at the world.
I'm pissed at the world, and I think doing this podcast definitely is gonna help me work out my inner struggles.
Some sexual frustration. <in there.
We gotta keep this PG, Joseph. God. Okay, so Uncooked Podcast is a podcast where we give our raw, uncut thoughts about subjects from the viewers and/or friends.
People like you.
And we take in our questions through Twitter and Facebook, if you know us personally.
MySpace.com.
MySpace.com/underrated or Uncooked Podcast, sorry.
And we don't even have a MySpace.
We don't have a MySpace. No, we don't. Don't go there. Don't go there. What's a MySpace?
Speaking teenage of girls.
Okay. Teenage girls, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of social media, let's hop into our first topic. Hopping into our first topic, let me just explain what I was talking about before Joseph interrupted me. Uncooked Podcast is our raw, zing, uncut thoughts on certain subjects that are, like I said, from you, the viewers. So that's what we're doing. Yeah. So we have topics today from Facebook, from my good friend, Sarek Thomas, and he says, give me a minute, and he says, ignore that, and he says, what are your thoughts on modern media and its expectations to keep up?
Well, first, we gotta wait for the military convoy to drive by. First off, I think newer media changes like Facebook, Instagram, even Snapchat, it really opens more of a marketing sense. 10 years ago, if you said, oh, hey, here's free marketing for a film demographic, Snapchat, you wouldn't have heard it. You wouldn't have heard of that. Like, even now to this day, one of the biggest things promoting movies now is on Twitter. Really, almost anything.
Definitely, right? Yeah.
My brother-in-law, he used to work for MGM, and one of the big things at that time, this was in like 2009 maybe, was creating Facebook accounts, because you're not getting charged for a Facebook account. It's free to own.
That's entirely true.
That is entirely. I mean, the only thing you're paying for that anyways, is advertisement for your movie.
I definitely agree with that, and it does, it's a very, like, a progressive movement from what I can see. And, like, my example, that was a great example, by the way.
Yeah.
My example is, there are people out there on Vine, okay? Vine is another, like, social media, essentially.
Yeah.
It's like 6 second, you know what Vine is. It's like a 6 second video of you being, whatever you're doing, your topic, your subject, whatever you want to do. And there's people out there who are being signed to agencies for like film film agencies, such as, I'm not going to name any names, King Batch. I'm not mad at you, but there's people out there who are being signed to these agencies, and UTA, the agency he signed to, is like one of the top 5 or 6 agencies in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They deal with all the top, I don't know their exact client list, but they have their, you know, I think Dwayne Johnson is signed to them. I think Don Cheadle is signed to them. Like, they have all these they have A-listers. That's the point. And this guy has no prior resume, no prior as far as I know, no other prior acting experience. Okay? And this guy got signed to UTA like that because he has like 3 million followers. Well, he did at the time of his signing, and now he has 6 million.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is, like, good for him, by the way. I'm not like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, honestly, I really think... I see more Vine as a fad.
See, because now everybody's out here trying to get Vine famous.
No, no, that is true. But it's more like there's so many good content. There's so much good content coming from Vine. And nobody's like, there's great artists. There's some singers that are on there. Like, even though 6 seconds is not really a good start to basically get found, because it's only 6 seconds.
True.
But, like, people say, oh, he's got a YouTube channel. They follow that YouTube channel. May not. I don't like Justin Bieber as a singer. I probably not even as much as a person either, but...
I mean, some of his music is okay.
Yeah, I know. It's good. It's
it depends on who the featured artist
is. But
it depends on who the featured artist is.
Sorry, not critical success. Financial success.
That's what he has, essentially.
Yeah, it's... The thing about Vine is it... I see more negative stereotypes being brought about it.
Such as?
You've got, like... You have, like, African Americans that are basically pulling off stereotypes.
And... Can we mention the video? It's called Shovel... Or what people are calling her Shovel Girl?
Shovel Girl, yeah, okay. And,
like, well, no, that's not a black shirt. That's a white girl.
But yeah, like, yeah, but, yeah, like, yeah, you've got... World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
I think they're the scum of the earth.
I definitely agree with that.
It goes TMZ, then World Star Hip Hop.
TMZ's kind of... Okay, yeah.
TMZ's scum, dude.
They're all kind of douchey.
And,
right.
Like, I feel there's some great shit coming from the world. And now, like, all I see now from Vine are fights. And, like, there are really funny comedians on Vine who, like, one guy got famous from Vine, Chris D'Elia. He was doing bit parts on, like, Workaholics, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. Season one, I think, he's the sort of creepy, like, pedophile guy on the Justin Bieber form.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known. Yeah. No, because I remember watching that once when I was, like, strung out. It was great. I was strung out because I was tired. So they're getting TV bits, right?
So like,
well, I think he'd be a bad example because he was there before it. I honestly think Vine now, even Vine when it first started, like you've got, like I don't want to name names, but you've got artists who are really trying really hard, and then you've got people who are just doing really. Not funny stuff who are getting so much attention.
I definitely feel that you're right, that there are a lot of artists out there that are struggling and like are actually trying to do this the right way, but really there is no right way anymore. Like I understand, especially me as like an up-and-coming actor, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Andrew Bachelor, King Batch, to be signed, you know, to the agency out. First, I was like, wow, like, that's amazing. And then I stepped back and I was like, but there's so many other people that would want what he has. Because, you know, he got bits on House of Lies with Don Cheadle. He got bits on, I think, a movie. I'm not entirely sure. Don't quote me on this. But I know for a fact he's on House of Lies because I've seen that show. And he's a reoccurring character. And for him to do that coming out of Vine, it's cool. Like, good for you. But definitely be appreciative of like what you have, because I know a lot of actors who like would kill to be in that position that he's in, to be a reoccurring role on a Showtime like a paid show, like it's crazy. Like you have lines on like TV, like it's crazy. So be appreciative of like what you have when it comes to just social media fame. I feel like people don't really care about content anymore. It's more of like, let's get Twitter famous, let's get Vine famous, let's
and then that's what it really is. It's just a pissing contest, if I could use that word.
We might have to break that up.
No, like really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like,
this is uncut, bro.
Nobody cares if you are Vine famous. So
yeah, you're right.
No,
but YouTube famous is now is kind of being taken seriously in like so in like the then, media.
Even then, I don't see YouTube fame as in, oh hey, cool, you were in a YouTube video that. Like there are some guys who are YouTube famous, if I could use that, but yeah. Actually work in the industry, and YouTube's just basically a side job they do for fun.
Definitely,
like not Final Cut King, but oh, I don't know. He does a bunch of special effects driven. So Freddie Wu, I think.
Oh no, Freddie W.
Freddie W. Yeah, yeah. He did special effects. He went to UCLA Film School, I think.
He went to UCLA. Yep.
Yeah. Really nice guy.
Shout out to Freddie.
Really nice guy, but I know he has to do something on the side besides YouTube, because there's a point where yes, you can make a living off of YouTube, but it's not.
Like, you gotta progress your life.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube fame is kind of like that. Once you do get it, it's like that stepping stone to becoming something better. And, of course, his aspiration was to become a filmmaker. And he did do a sketch with Key and Peele.
Yeah, I mean, I think Key and Peele are great. And I feel like if they were... Were they on YouTube before? No.
No, they weren't.
They weren't? I feel like if they were on YouTube, they would have done really well. Like...
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely agree. Yeah, so he was... Yeah, so Freddie W. That's... So like I was saying, stepping stone to doing something big. And I think he does a web series now. It's called Video Game High School.
Like, even web series, like what Geek and Sundry did with The Guild.
Yeah.
In, like, 2010 or something. I don't know the years of that. But, like, what they did, they had Will Wheaton cast, who's... Will Wheaton, if you didn't know, was Star Trek The Next Generation and Stand By Me from, I think, the late 80s, early 90s. But, he was a big child star, and then he disappeared, and then he showed up. And then they were like, wow, who's this? Is this Will Wheaton? That's weird.
And now he's doing web series.
And now he's doing web series. He's actually, he's coming back. He's got his own show on Sci-Fi now. And
there you go.
You know, again, not to bring up social media, but this is what it's about. But social media and TV series are huge now. They
definitely agree.
I was just finishing up a series called Opposite Worlds. Did you ever hear of it?
Never.
Okay, so it's like a game show, and they would take the Twitter popularity index of that hashtag. Whoever was tweeting the most about a certain person on the show, they got immunity from the next challenge, so they couldn't be voted in or banished from it. And then the person on the lowest popularity index was punished.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a really interesting twist. The only problem was it was really muscly to win it, so I feel like that was the biggest fault of the series. But it was a good series.
Feel you. Yeah. I feel you on that. So integration of social media into mainstream media definitely is like it's happening.
It's been happening. I'd say mainly due to I hate to say it and I hate the show, but American Idol helped it a lot. The text to vote in mid-2000s.
And now they have, like, the tweet to vote, right?
Yeah, the tweet to vote. I mean, hashtag. Yeah. I mean, maybe not that as my... I don't watch them anymore. But that was... I think that was a big stepping stone.
I definitely agree. So now, where do you see social media going from here to the near future? Like, how do you see it integrating more into our lives than it... I mean, already it's, like, super integrated.
Yeah.
Where do you see it going?
Right now?
What are your expectations, like the question said? Where are your expectations?
Oh, geez, that's tough. I think it's such a big part right now. It's hard to say where...
Gotta look at the camera.
Huh?
Gotta look at the camera.
Oh, I don't know where it's gonna be in, like, 10 years from now, just because every day I tweet, not every day.
Is this a distraction to you?
Yeah, no, but, Every couple of weeks.
You gotta make...
I post, like, a picture on Instagram every few days.
Yeah.
Every day I check
Instagram. Selfies every day, so it's like...
not even that, but, like... hell, I'll post whatever. But just to think where it'll go now,
it's not really predictable.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because like 10-15 months ago, or whenever Vine came out, like 2 years ago,
It was like the winter of 2012.
Winter 2012? Okay, yeah.
Or the spring of 2013, I'm not sure, but it's been here for about a year and a half.
Okay, yeah. So if you would have told me, hey, would you watch 6 second videos, I would say that's a waste of my time. And honestly, Vine is the least checked social media right now that I look on. But
Same here, but like, but when I'm bored, still when look I'm bored.
At it, you know? That's the thing. So what's next? I don't know.
It's not really predictable, is it?
It really
it's just
isn't.
Whatever picks up.
Yeah, and I mean, that's how Facebook happened. That's how Twitter happened. Twitter was 2006, 2008?
Between was it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm that's a shot in the dark. But
I think it's 2005, but then it didn't gain popularity until like 2008. 10. And still it was like
a few hundred thousand, maybe. Because they didn't have mobile apps until like
guys we don't know statistics, but yeah. This is from our point of view. I found out about Twitter probably 11th grade, right, Alex? By the way, we got Alex on camera. Say what up.
Hey-o.
And we got Alex on camera and sound, kind of, essentially. He's behind the scenes. Anyway, so like you were saying,
yeah,
Vine and Twitter. It's a Twitter company.
Vine is.
Yeah, it's wow. Twitter owns it. Twitter developed it.
Didn't know that.
Now you know. Huh? But I heard about Twitter probably 2010, 2011, and yeah. I didn't make an account until 2011.
Oh, okay.
Our junior year. Yeah.
I'd say about the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even like the one.
And at that point, it had like millions of people already.
Yeah, yeah. Like even with what was it called? Twitch, the streaming.
I heard about Twitch. And I think, did you hear who's gonna buy it?
YouTube, right?
YouTube's gonna buy it for like $3 billion.
Yeah, that's crazy amount of money. So honestly,
or $3 million, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it.
Yeah,
actually, it's $3 billion. If I'm wrong, fuck with your boy.
Please,
it
don't.
Happened.
Please don't correct us. But actually, please do. We'll have feedback. But
We'll get better at this, okay? Because he's looking at the computer screen, and I'm looking at him, and we need to be looking at the camera. And we got a microphone, and like the microphone's not picking up anything when he moves back. And I don't want to interrupt him while he's talking, and he like moves back, but the microphone can't pick you up.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, sorry.
It makes more work for me, dude.
I know. Okay, so like you've got Twitch, who was bought out by YouTube recently,
or it's going to be, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And ten months ago, I knew of Twitch. I was like, you couldn't,
yep.
I wouldn't watch it, but I know people who would stream. I used to stream on Twitch maybe once in a while with a buddy, like we were playing like Minecraft or something, and I'm
yes.
like, hey, I'm gonna stream. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is, but go ahead. And honestly, another great form of social media that is picking up, it is changing lives, and I think that's what's great about social
and it's
media.
Live, right?
It is live, most of it. But yeah,
boom, a news network online.
Yeah.
We don't need new networks anymore. Get out of my face, Fox.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly.
Get out of my face, Fox.
Honestly, I think Twitter and just social media in general has kind of killed news broadcasting. It's you're getting out information so fast once it happens.
That's
you,
what, you like,
figure
Twitter.
It, yeah.
Yeah, trending topics. That's what it is.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of trending topics, let's segue into our next segment.
Trending topics. Oh, okay, cool.
That was good.
Thank you.
For the first topic ever, that was very in-depth.
Yeah.
And I hope that answered your question, Sarek. I hope you're watching this soon. I'll post it on Facebook. You'll see it. And let's go to Twitter right now. And here are some trending topics.
Okay.
We have...
Let's see.
Hashtag... let's do this one. Hashtag undateable because.
Undateable because. Okay.
What qualities do you have, Joseph, that make you almost, if not totally, undateable?
Totally undateable.
No, I'm kidding. What are some undateable or unlikable qualities of you that what are they called?
Women?
Gergs? Girls, right. So what qualities do you have that would that they would not like?
I am very short. Like, not really very short, but compared to you and maybe Muya, I don't know. I haven't sized Muya up in a while. Not gay. Well, hey, let's be honest. Muya, very handsome man.
Very handsome.
In the Navy, by the way.
Coast Guard. Coast Guard, maybe. He hasn't made up his mind, but.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, America. USA. USA. I'm really short. I'm like 5'8". So, that's one thing.
That's a quality.
That's a quality. I'm pretty short, like, in the patience area. Like, I do not, like, I cannot stay with the same person for more than a few years. Otherwise, I just get, like, frustrated, and they just, people piss me off for some reason.
Joseph, antisocial.
I'm not really antisocial, I don't think.
You're semi-unsocial.
I'm semi-unsocial, but if He's I know totally somebody, unsocial. If I know somebody, I'll go out and talk to them. Taco Bell later?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. Sweet. Maybe. Let's see. Another thing is...
Yeah, just make this whole show about you. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm not really... No, I'm kidding. My voice is high-pitched. Some people don't like that. So, whatever, you know?
I feel like my voice is kind of high-pitched.
No. Your voice is nice. What about yourself?
To counter your argument on how girls don't like the shortness of you...
You're too tall.
I'm not too tall, but... I'm 6'4", ladies.
Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. So I am 6'4".
Yeah.
And I'm single. Right?
Right.
Right.
That epic, like, sort of long pause was us staring at the camera if you're listening on audio.
If you're on iTunes.
iTunes. Shit, we're on iTunes?
We're on iTunes.
Damn.
Right now. So... some possible undateable qualities that I have.
Gotta be something. Nobody's perfect.
I know I'm not perfect, but
you Indian goddess, you. You Indian goddess.
What would, I'm trying to think like a girl right now. I have moments of just wanting to be antisocial, like.
Yeah, everybody does.
You know? I'll just, like, not text you back sometimes.
Oh, you bitch.
I just won't.
Yeah.
Or I'll pull that infamous K.
Oh.
I've done that a couple times. In high school. Really? I pulled that a couple times. Yeah.
Really? I hated the K.
You know who I'm talking about. Alex, you know who I'm talking about. I pulled that K on her, and, yeah, it was bad.
The K. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, yeah, Alex, what you need? What?
The K.
I can't edit this out. It's uncut, yeah. Alex.
Okay, whatever. Sorry.
We're related. I'm going to put that audio in there just to, okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be hilarious.
The K. Okay. We just wasted like 20 minutes, like not 20 minutes, but
like a couple seconds. But anyways, the point is, what else? There's got
right. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sometimes I try to be smooth,
but you fail epically.
Completely fail.
No, it's like how when you're at the movie theater and you're like you're with a girl and you're like and you're like that.
And then I'm just like, but then oh my God.
But then it's the wrong person. Like, you know, that's smooth.
It's the old lady on the other side.
Yeah, it's the old lady.
Oh, shit, my bad.
And then she's like, oh, Shunny, here's a $10 bill. I haven't been that frazzled for ages.
That was a great impression.
Yeah, thank you. And then you're like, I just turned on an old lady today, guys. And so, you know, there's some things.
I feel like he's talking from experience. This is what's happening.
That is, actually, from experience. That was a great night. Magic Mike.
Anyway. So along with trying to be smooth, possibly, Alex, help me out here. What qualities of me? I'll get bored.
Yeah.
I'll get bored.
Yeah. I'm honestly, first, like, 3 weeks after meeting me, I'm a boring person.
Like, really? Like, I'll attempt to, like, to, like...
I'll try to spice shit up, and then it's not...
Right?
It won't work.
It's not that it won't work, it's just it'll work, and then I'll get old.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things you can't help. I like to do things, like, I like to paint, and there are some people that don't like to paint.
I like to play video games.
Yeah, video games are fun. I'm more of a tabletop player myself, but, you know...
He's a hipster?
I'm not a hipster.
He's a hipster.
Piss off.
We're gonna have to bleep that, bro.
Bruh. Okay,
Yeah, so those are some undateable qualities that we have. Oh, no, actually, one more of me.
I'm not muscular.
Neither am I.
Yeah, no. Were you about to say that?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm like I am skinny.
I'm not
6'4", I'm 150 like
skinny
pounds.
Fat, like fat skinny. Like,
yeah, but you have some meat on your bones though.
Now you're just saying I'm fat, dick.
No, like you're good to go.
Yeah, look
see,
at
me. It's
fats.
Like,
see, I'd rather be skinny so then I could like somewhat like say, hey, if I was like 5 feet,
you
taller,
could get some xylophone like drumsticks and like just go on my ribs, be like.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
I'm
well fed. It's just I have a really fast metabolism. So, ladies, if you are into that, please
it's
hit me up on Twitter.
It's to really like he shows
up.
Stop
in a slamming on the table because that
he shows up in a commercial and he's like, and then like Sarah McLachlan or whatever she says, for only 10 cents a day, you could feed this poor child.
Oh man, okay, we're moving on because that was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so, trending.
Let's see, what's trending?
Batman vs. Superman. This is your...
This is my expertise. I do read a lot of comic books. Took me forever to see the Superman movie, though. I had surgery when it came out last year. It's my 1 year cancerversary, also.
Let's do a slow cast.
A little clap.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But when it came out...
You should have died!
I know!
I'm just kidding. It's okay. No, I love you.
All right. So it came out when I had surgery, and I was in the hospital for 13 days.
Right.
So I didn't see it. But at Comic-Con that year, everybody talked about it.
He goes to Comic-Con.
Yearly.
Hit him up.
I'm really excited for it. I just saw the press release photo, not the press release photos, but the photos for the new suit and the new, the Batmobile. Yes. So it looks really...
Oh, did you see the picture?
I did see the picture. It looks really cool.
Did you see a little Joker thing in the bottom corner?
I did, actually.
Weird, right?
Was that a Photoshopped?
It wasn't Photoshopped. It's like the Joker thing, or it might be Riddler, like people are like speculating.
I don't know. I didn't get a close look at it, but... I'm really excited for it. It looks like the new 52 suit, sort of. Not really.
Like
from
Arkham, the Arkham games, right?
Kind of. I like the design. It's got a little bit of old and new stuff in it. I'm actually really, really looking forward to the movie. Another comic book movie I'm really looking forward to, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. I have the first trade issue. And that's about it. So that's all I've got.
I don't know this. I know Batman and I know Superman and I know they're going to be in a movie at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped.
Yeah.
And it's Ben Affleck.
Honestly.
Affleck.
They're giving him such a hard time.
Affleck.
Okay. Anyways, okay. Yeah. They're giving him such a hard time.
One more trending topic. We're going with, you want to go with the hashtag would you rather or the hashtag prom fail? Let's go with prom
fail. Let's do both. Let's do both.
Okay, so...
Prom fail first, because it shows up first.
Okay, so we'll go with the hashtag prom fail. So, did you... We all, by the way, Alex on camera...
went to prom together. Not together. We all went
together,
with
bruh.
Separate people,
together.
We arrived in the same car.
The same... A.K.A.
Limo.
The
limo. It was a limo.
Right?
It was a Lincoln Continental stretch. Soft top.
Soft top.
It was pretty bitchin'.
What up, JFK? Wait, was that the...
No, he was assassinated and not a... it was a Lincoln, but, you know.
I take that back.
Yay,
JFK.
Assassination!
Hashtag...
Assassination.
Talking about prom fail.
Okay.
Okay, so, prom fail. So, what prom fail do you have, Or do you have a prom fail, or have you heard of a prom fail?
No.
Personally, I want your prom fail, because we all were there at the same... We took pictures together. We all were took pictures.
Okay, here's my prom fail. My date left me mid-prom.
Oh, yes. She's going to see this.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
She left me mid-prom. I'm not saying her name, of course, but...
Airby.
Oh, that's harsh.
Oh.
That's harsh.
Oh. I don't really know her that well, so it's just more of like a...
So it's like...
Shout out to Airby Armstrong.
Is she going to see this?
I'm going to post it on Facebook, and you're going to repost it on Facebook.
I don't have Facebook, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Instagram.
So she left me. No hard feelings. I don't care
Hard
anymore.
Feelings all the way.
Yeah, it really did put a brunt on my personality, per se.
I started crying, and I had to, like, take him out, and, like, mascara was everywhere. Was like...
Yeah, I wore drag that night, but, it was a lot of fun. I don't care. But that was really the only one. I was also... I didn't make prom king, but who cares?
Were you on court?
I was on court. I was top three, dude.
I'm with the top three 2012 prom court. What up? Fuck with your boy.
I honestly, I'm starting to think I peaked in high school now, which is really sad, too.
Because now it's like, height of popularity. I was like, hey, Alex, bring Joseph, because it'll heighten our social... No, I'm just kidding.
Social standards.
Our social status. And then it was like, after graduation, yeah, let's all hang out. It was like,
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like,
Joseph? Joseph, he just disappeared in like a meth rage. Or an acid trip.
Acid trip.
In the middle of the desert.
Yeah. And then I was like, hey guys, my name's Charles. Let's start a gang of a family members, and we call ourselves the Manson family. And then we'll start up a new...
This would be great if you're actually looking at the camera. Please, we apologize. It's a new thing. We're getting used
to it. We're trying.
He likes the computer screen.
I do. It's
I need it for, like, actual work.
It's
and, like,
stuff
like,
happening, and I'm just looking at it. Okay. What's your prom fail? That's
cool. Okay, so my prom fail, I had to bring it up.
Yeah.
My prom fail?
Yes, your prom fail. Everybody had one.
I know. I had to make sure that it was like, I had to look, I brought up the picture.
Uh-huh.
And I had to make sure that it was actually as bad as I thought it was.
Was it as bad as you thought it was?
It was pretty bad.
Was it?
Yeah, my date was like 4 feet shorter than me.
Oh, wait, who was it?
Don't worry about it. And so, I was probably around 6'3", it's my senior year, and we are twice removed from high school at this point.
Yeah.
This is our second year out of high school.
Third.
Almost third.
No, third.
It's 2014?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since now, dude.
Shit.
Yeah. Right? Is that
3 years? No, it's 2 years. 2000, we graduated.
Oh,
summer,
yeah, yeah, okay.
We graduated
summer
of 2012, and now it's 2014, so this is our second year removed.
Yeah.
And at the start of the new school year, it'll be 3 years. Yeah. So in September, it'll be 3 years.
So so about 3 years.
Yeah, so.
That would explain why I've been working at my job for 3 years then. Okay.
Yes, it would. So like I was saying, I was probably 6'3", and the person I went with was like very short. Very short. Like,
if it's who I'm thinking of, then yeah.
It was very short. Yeah, it was just like, and the pictures we're taking were awkward, and like, everybody watching this is not going to go to my Facebook and find the pictures. Too bad I deleted them.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Snap.
I have it.
Oh, you didn't? Oh,
no,
well, who?
And so that was my prom fail.
Yeah. Nothing else?
Hey, Alex, you want to have it? Shut up. okay, and quickly moving on before we end our podcast to...
Let's see, 33 minutes right now. Okay.
33 minutes. So let's get on to the would you rathers.
Okay, would we rather? All right,
would you rathers. Okay, here we go. Hashtag would you rather.
All right.
Never shower. Oh, this is from at Renee Cal. Oh, no, sorry, at Renee Call. I'll, like, put these on the screen. Hashtag would you rather never shower again or never wash your clothes again?
See, here's the thing with that. I could always buy new clothes.
That's true.
That you see?
Okay.
And you'd be looking fresh every single day.
Okay. So, would you rather try to high-five a fist bump or be stabbed in the face with a sword? This is from Taylor Barrett.
Ooh. Both are... One's equally as embarrassing as the other. except the other one is met with death, while the other one... is social rejection.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd take the social rejection because I get that enough. So I'm used to it.
Yeah, that's like a thing that happens.
Yeah.
To us all day.
Yeah.
So okay.
So fuck it.
I'm gonna have to bleep that. I'm just kidding. Damn. That
okay.
Really spiked.
Would you rather? Every time you sneezed, you changed into the opposite gender? Or...
What?
Would you rather have...
What?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So, opposite gender, every time you sneezed. Or, okay. Would you rather not have a nose?
I mean, Lord already is being made fun of to, like, be the offspring of that one girl from, Harry Potter, and a mix between her and Lord Voldemort.
Okay.
And so they say that that equals, it's like one of her, his goons, and
oh,
she
yeah, yeah.
It's like her plus like Lord Voldemort equal Lord.
Yeah.
So, and I'm gonna be completely honest, you're about to change genders right now.
I know. Okay. Woo! We saved it.
Okay.
We saved it. Hay fever, man. Hay fever. Okay.
So without a nose, I personally would look very ugly. I think my nose is most my is like my most like appealing quality.
Yeah.
So I would go with sneeze.
See, I wear glasses, so
I would just
I
not
have
sneeze.
To have a nose.
There you go. I would just not sneeze.
So, but here's sneeze. The thing with that is you never know when you're going to sneeze.
I would stop myself from sneezing. Like it has to be like a achoo, right? I could just be like, "What, bitch?"
I don't know. See, I mean, even like if it's like a little peep, you'd still do it.
Damn.
Like, that would just make dates
so
awkward,
went, so
I think.
Even if you went like that.
Yeah. I mean, that would just make dates awkward unless the person was bi. Because then you're, like, sneezing and you're like, well, is it still going to happen?
That's entirely
you
true.
Know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
That's entirely true.
Yeah. Though. You know?
I mean,
could be interesting, you know? Maybe add
okay.
some spice to the relationship.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. 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 Last one. All right. You just stop.
Yeah. Okay. Stop. No.
Stop.
Okay. What's the last?
Okay.
One?
So last one. Would you rather eat pizza every day for a year or eat pizza every day for a year? Damn it! At Pizza Express. That made no sense. Okay.
I think they want to, like, say, hey, we like pizza, because they're probably a pizza company.
Okay, right here.
Okay.
From at Bonsai Sky, would you rather have invisible spray or the ability to read minds?
Invisible spray?
Like, to spray stuff to, like, make it invisible.
Oh, or be able to read minds?
That's what I said, right?
Okay, yeah. I'm just clarifying.
Clarify.
Honestly, the invisibility spray is cool. But it's
you could, like,
spray
your hand. You'd be like, I have no hand.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You could read people's minds and be all like, hey, Muya, screw you because you think I'm stupid. Muya doesn't think I'm stupid, but...
What it do, though?
He's wearing a Boba Life shirt that looks
Boba
like...
Boba for Life?
Boba... Is it... What it says? Oh.
Boba for Life?
It says Boba Life, right? But it looks a lot like the Supreme shirt sort
that,
of thing.
Yeah. That's what they go... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'd personally pick reading minds over anything else.
Okay. I would do the same.
Yeah.
I would do the same. So, that ends our uncooked...
First episode?
First episode. Uncooked. Raw.
Will
to
there
the bone.
Be more?
Will there
know.
Be more? Maybe. So, if you're listening to this on iTunes, go to youtube.com/XanderFresh and watch the video version. And if you're watching the video version, please download the iTunes version. At the iTunes store, Uncooked Media, and you'll find us.
Yep.
Or Uncooked Media Podcast, and you'll
Uncooked.
Find us. And subscribe to everything, because you love us.
Thank you.
And special shout-out to Joseph, because he came out here today and did this thing.
Pretty much like, hey, what you doing today? Oh, nothing. Wanna do this?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
So we're just, you know, we're just a couple of friends.
Now to put you on the spot here, am I the regular second spot?
You're the thank you.
Felon, what?
No, you're the you're a guest host, because our second host, who is Eric Aranda, couldn't be here today, so
So I was on the first episode.
Can
and
you not gonna, just because it makes noise.
I understand.
All right, we'll end it at that. Let's cut it.
Intention.
Intention. That was pretty good.
Were you mad because I was touching the mic?
No, I wasn't really mad.
Oh, okay.